When some people look at a stand of trees, they see lumber for a house or wood for paper.
Let's go to the yellow birch.
But when Ricardo Homerón spots a stand of yellow birch trees, he sees a valuable home for the pine marten, a member of the weasel family. The marten is endangered in some states.
The great thing about yellow birch is that it has a propensity to become hollow while staying alive. So you have this wonderful den for pine marten and other species to rear their young that isn't going to blow over in a windstorm.
Homerón is standing in the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest in northern Wisconsin. That's near the border with Michigan. Last year, Homerón's group, the Habitat Education Center, won a federal court case that has blocked timber sales on about 20,000 acres in the 1.5 million-acre Shawamigan-Nicolet. A judge ruled the Forest Service had violated the National Environmental Policy Act by not considering the cumulative impact of logging on other forest species. Logging, not just in one place, but many, can have a larger impact on some wildlife that the judge said the Forest Service did not consider. But it's not just the act of cutting down the trees that worries the environmentalists. It's the loss of shade that some plants need to survive, and new logging roads crossing streams where erosion damages trout habitat. The Chicago-based Environmental Law and Policy Center is representing the Habitat Education Center. Attorney Howard Lerner says the case is not about banning logging in the national forests. He says it is about restoring a system that he argues has gotten out of whack.
In part because the Forest Service was looking at one timber sale and what the impacts of that were, and then they'd look at another one and what the impacts of that were, and they didn't look at the overall impact and what was the forest rather than the trees.
The Forest Service eventually decided not to appeal the judge's rulings to stop the disputed sales in this one forest. It's taking another look at the cumulative impact of the proposed deals. But the Forest Service says it didn't approve the timber sales without getting advice from state and tribal experts on water and wildlife. Shawamigan-Nicolet Forest Supervisor Ann Archie says her agency has done a good job. She says if you really want to study the total effect of forest management, look back a century when loggers cut everything in sight.
70 to 100 years ago, there was no national forest. It was shrublands and burnt over grasslands. And now the national forest is there that provides the habitat for the species. So cumulatively, in 70 to 100 years, we've been growing the habitat for the species that Habitat Education Center is concerned, and well, we're all concerned about those species.
But Habitat Education Center and other environmental groups say the Forest Service still isn't doing a thorough job of determining the impact that logging might have. The environmentalists say the agency's follow-up study on the Shawamigan-Nicolet is like Swiss cheese with many more holes than substance. Depending what happens at the end of the current comment period, the groups could ask the judge to keep the lid on the timber sales. Logging companies that cut and mill the trees from the forest are not happy about the legal battles. James Flannery runs the Great Lakes Timber Company. He says if you want to look at the cumulative impact of the forest, you should look at the cumulative impact to the economy of the area.
Part of that money generated from these forest sales comes back to the communities. If we have no forest sales and all this, there's thousands of acres of forest lands that we harvest, I'm more worried about the income to these communities that will be zero.
But the environmental groups argue the broad expanse of the forests need to be protected from multiple timber sales that cumulatively could cause wider ecological damage. They say ignoring the health of the forest ignores another important industry of the area, the tourism that brings in a lot of money to the North Woods. For the GLRC, I'm Chuck Quirnbach.